This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bread in the world to the people who needed a hear. Oh, I readily did he accept Muhammad's message from God. Abu Bakr Siddiq, the Prophet's faithful friend, trusted and protected him. His love had no end. Abu Bakr Siddiq, Allah be pleased with him, companion in Jannah, or blessed by Allah.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah, wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah, wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. Brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome to Righteous Companions. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained for this generation to be tested. There is a hadith في صحيح مسلم, the meaning of which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says that if the ummah is having a leader, an identified leader, an identified imam, and the kalima, the consensus of the ummah are in agreement to this imam, to this leader, and another person erupts or disrupts the harmony of the ummah, seeking to be a leader, seeking to be an imam, kill him. Wallahi, I have never been able to comprehend this hadith better than this time, or you will not be able to comprehend this hadith better than this episode, as we share with you the Bree Uthman ibn Affan death. We know rebels came from places, Kufa in Iraq, Basra in Iraq, some places in Sham, Syria, Palestine, and also from Egypt. They are not companions. None of them is a companion. And they received zero help from the companions. Wallahi, we say this because it's the truth. It's the truth. Brothers and sisters in Islam, dealing with this era of the Sahaba, you have to be careful. You have to be careful. Why? Because history was not written at this time. History of this era was written later. And there are three types of people who wrote that history of this era I'm talking to you about. Again, I stress, history of that time that I'm citing to you right now, after the death of Uthman ibn Affan at the hands of the rebels who came from these places, that era on, that time on, as it develops, the fitna develops and grows. The fitna normally begins small, and then it grows and grows and grows. And that is why cursed is the one who wakes up the fitna in the ummah. Cursed. Al-fitna na'ima. The fitna is asleep. وَمَلْعُونٌ مَنْ أَيْقَظَهَا. And he is cursed, someone who wakes it up. We say this also to people who talk about that era unknowingly. They are waking up the fitna in the ummah. I go back to what I was saying. History of that era was not written, but after the fitna ended with al-Hasan, the son of Ali ibn Abi Talib, radiyallahu an, giving the pledge to Muawiyah, then it was over. The history of that era was written later during the reign of Bani al-Abbas. And there are three kinds of people who wrote that history. Listen carefully. People already who have established a certain creed regarding Uthman. We call them an-Nawasib. They are fanatic to Uthman. And people who established a certain creed regarding Ali ibn Abi Talib, they actually made him a god. They made him a prophet. And we call those ar-Rawafid. And of course, if you have a creed regarding Uthman, he is, and he is, and he is, you're going to end up defaming the rest of the companions. And if you have a certain creed regarding Ali ibn Abi Talib, that he is God, and he is, you're going to end up defaming other companions. Unknowingly, unwillingly. So, the people who wrote that history, the first kind, they belonged to one of those two. The second kind, the people who just fabricated events in order to make the leaders of the new leadership in the ummah, in the offspring of al-Abbas, happy. And we always have those across history. Normally, if there is a president, he always have some writers, people who write things just to basically elevate him and make him happy and write history the way that he wants. You're a hero. You are. And this happens at the expense. This happened at the expense of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As for the third type, and pay attention to this one. Actually, scholars of the ummah, Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, Ibn al-Athir, Ibn Kathir, Al-Hafiz, Ibn Asakir, legitimate scholars of the ummah, they actually compiled everything, but they compiled it with the chain of narration, with the sanad. So they compiled everything in their books, but they compiled it with the sanad. Not because they want to defame any of these companions. No. Because they wanted the people after them to test these chain of narrations and authenticate them and make sure that they are authentic. So what happened is, someone who goes and writes about the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he digs into that era, and he tells you, well, I brought this hadith from Al-Bidayah wal-Nihayah, a famous volume written by Ibn Kathir. We tell him, Akhi, in Al-Bidayah wal-Nihayah, there are weak hadith. These scholars of the ummah, they compiled everything to help the ummah compile everything about this event, but they left to us the responsibility to authenticate the chain of narration, because a lot of lies were written. I hope you're following up what I'm saying. Because this is what happened after the era of the fitna. So for you to go and talk about this era of the companions, about the fitna that erupted with the killing and the murder and the assassination of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Uthman ibn Affan, at the hands of these rebels, led by someone called Abdullah ibn Saba, to talk about it, you must have a pure creed Not a creed already towards one companion or a group of companion and not the others. Like we said, we love all the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I say Uthman, may Allah be pleased with him. Ali, may Allah be pleased with him. Muawiyah, may Allah be pleased with him. We love all of them. We love all of them. And we do not elevate one of them in any way more than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger given to him of badges and ranks. Brothers and sisters in Islam, a person who speaks about this era must be careful, especially from the pre-death of Uthman until Al-Hasan, the son of Ali ibn Abi Talib, radiallahu anh, given up the Khilafah. Even so, he was entitled to it. وَهَذَا مَا نَدِينُ اللَّهَ بِهِ. And this is what we believe. He was entitled to it. But again, he did what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prophesied for him to do. One day when he was a little boy, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised him up in the masjid and told his companions, إِنَّ وَلَدِي هَذَا سَيِّدٌ. My son is a leader. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will use him to make up between two groups of the Muslims. يُصْلِحُ اللَّهُ بَيْنَ طَائِفَتَيْنِ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Because of him. I stress the word al-Muslimin. Allah will make up between two groups from the Muslims. The group of Ali and the group of Muawiyah. The Prophet called them Muslims one day. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, and this is the view of Imam al-Qurtubi, he said, وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اقْتَتَلُوا فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا. When two groups from the believers fight, kill one another. Stay out of it. Stay out of this fitna. And if you are to talk about it, you must approach it with a pure creed, not a distorted one. Let's take a short break and come back and talk about the pre-death of Uthman ibn Affan, the pre-death of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, and how the ummah experienced the fitna, the biggest fitna ever. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guard my tongue so that I do not wrong as I explain this to my viewers. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I really did accept Muhammad's message from God.
Allah the Most High and Merciful says, invite to the way of your Lord with wisdom and fair preaching. Do you want to join Huda in calling to Allah? Do you want to spread the message like the prophets did? Do you want to share in the blessings and rewards? Why not support Huda towards these noble aims? Why not sponsor a program of your choice? If you would like to help Huda in spreading the correct message of Islam, please send an email to support@huda.tv or call +2 014 327 1771 for more details, or fax +2 023 855 251.
I really did accept Muhammad's message from God.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome back to Righteous Companions. And we are talking about the beginning of the fitna. Amir al-Mu'mineen was assassinated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spared the ummah with Abi Bakr al-Siddiq when the Prophet died. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spared the ummah with six of the elite of those who were given glad tidings of Jannah, who were nominated at the tongue of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anh after his death. And before Allah spared the ummah with Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anh naming Umar before he actually left the world to be Amir al-Mu'mineen. And with the death of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anh, the imara or the leadership was at least identified to be in 6 individuals. And this is the caliber of that generation. They are not after positions. They are not after positions. Rather, they are after serving the deen of Allah. And at the end, the leadership ended in the character of Uthman. But with the assassination of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anh, the ummah became imamless, became leaderless. For 5 days, brothers and sisters in Islam, do you know who led the salah in al-Masjid al-Nabawi, in the Masjid of the Prophet? The Masjid that Uthman ibn Affan with his own money bought the neighboring pieces of land to make it bigger for the Muslims at the time. The Masjid where Uthman ibn Affan was offering the people food when they come for Umrah, when they come to visit the Masjid after Umrah or after Hajj. You know who was leading the Salah for almost a week, in some wording 5 days? The killer of Uthman ibn Affan. What a fitna. What a fitna this is. The rebels are walking around Medina with their weaponries, showing their strength. They succeeded in taking away the head of the ummah. That is why the Prophet, as he said in Sahih Muslim, when you have a head of a community, guard him. Guard him. Because he is your source of security. Brothers and sisters in Islam, here are some of the feelings. And by Allah, I decided to interrupt the series with this episode because I felt it is so unfair to introduce Ali ibn Abi Talib just like this without sharing with the viewers the circumstances where Ali ibn Abi Talib came to become Amir al-Mu'mineen. Normally in the sequence, I began with Abi Bakr, then Umar, then Uthman. Uthman is dead. Naturally now, this episode, it should have been about Ali ibn Abi Talib. But no, it is not fair to Amir al-Mu'mineen. It is not fair to Ali ibn Abi Talib to present him without sharing with you the environment and the circumstances when he was presented. One, the wife of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, her name is Naila. She was with him when he was killed trying to protect her husband. And subhanallah, she yelled in the face of one of those people, one of the killers of Uthman radiallahu anhu. And he slapped her on the face. He slapped her on the face. And they ended up cutting her hand, or a piece of her hand, and the fingers. She got the qamis, the shirt, the cloth of Uthman, stained with his blood, and her fingers. And she sent those two to Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan in Sham, the very well-established leader. May Allah be pleased with Muawiyah. And Muawiyah is a family member of Uthman. Muawiyah and Uthman are family members. When Muawiyah radiallahu anhu saw the shirt of Uthman stained with blood, and he saw the fingers of his wife Naila cut, he started weeping and crying. Crying. He actually hanged them in the pulpit. in al-Masjid al-Amawi, in Damascus, known to be Damascus now, and all his followers, all his supporters, all the people who pray in al-Masjid that day started weeping and crying. Emotions are erupting everywhere. Emotions are erupting everywhere. And they given him a pledge. Not to appoint him as Amir al-Mu'mineen. No. To ask for the blood of Uthman. This is one. Two. The Sahaba in Medina. Talha. Al-Zubayr. Ibn al-Awwam. رضي الله عنهم. And the rest of the companions, they felt so bad that some people came out of nowhere, and killed Amir al-Mu'mineen. And they were there. But they were taught by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to obey their leader. And Uthman رضي الله عنه was commanded by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one, not to fight, two, to be patient, three, not to give up the khilafah, not to give up the leadership. And he said, I will do this, and I will die for this cause, and I'm not going to shed any blood of the Muslims. Even so, those people deserved to be killed. Like I said, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu came marching with al-Hasan, al-Husayn, Abdullah ibn Umar, Abi Hurayra, Abdullah ibn al-Zubayr, al-Zubayr ibn al-Awwam, Talha ibn Ubaidillah, all of them, they came asking Amir al-Mu'mineen, Uthman, please give us a chance to protect you. We fought in lesser numbers before, and we were victorious. We will protect you. But here is Uthman al-Hayy. He said, no. Rasulullah, the messenger of Allah, promised me something and I will do it. He promised me something and I will do it. I'll be patient. This is Uthman to those who speak about Uthman. I'll be patient and I will not fight. And he told them, if I am entitled to any obedience from you, go home. They obeyed him. Because this is the caliber of that generation. But after they actually saw with their own eyes, people who came from nowhere. Who are those people? They did not even help us. They do not know Uthman better than we do. We know Uthman. Why did they kill him? So they felt the guilt. They felt guilty. They felt guilty about it. And they wanted to revenge. Meanwhile, Aisha radiallahu anha was in Mecca, performing Hajj. And she heard the news of the killing of Uthman. And she rallied some of the people to help to revenge the blood of Uthman and get those who killed him. This is the circumstances, brothers and sisters in Islam. The Ummah for almost 5 days without a leader. The rebels actually went to Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anh, because remember the ground in which they erupted the fitna. Uthman took away the leadership from Ali. They went to him, they told him, come now and become the leader. He said, I'm not going to give the pledge to the killers of someone the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said about him. Angels are shy of him. He refused. But when al-Muhajirin al-Ansar met and they found out that this Al-Ghafiqi, this man, is leading the Salah. The killer of Uthman is leading the Salah. They went to Ali ibn Abi Talib, radiyallahu an, begging him, please help the Ummah out. Please, there is no one else who qualifies to be Amir al-Mu'mineen but you. And they given him the pledge. This is the circumstances where Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu an was called to lead the Ummah. Till the next episode of Righteous Companions. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Companions spreading the word to the people who needed to hear. Oh, how readily did he accept Muhammad's message from God? Abu Bakr Siddiq, the Prophet's faithful friend, trusted and protected him. His love had no end. Abu Bakr Siddiq, Allah be pleased with him, companion in Jannah, oh blessed by Allah. Abu Bakr Siddiq, the Prophet's faithful friend.